Simen Reish Sif Beis. We had been learning about the different types of psilos of wicks. There are other wicks which can be used to be madlik in Shabbos. They burn well. There's not a chash of shemayatim. And there are other wicks which do not burn well. The flame does not penetrate the wick, and these wicks are also to be madlik on Shabbos, and if one was madlik them, one should not derive benefit from them, unless in certain instances. Now, the Sif Beis, Korach Dovol Shemadlikin Boy, Al Dovol Shein Madlikin Boy. He had a wick, a posel a wick, which let's say tema, which is a posel a wick, wool is a posel a wick, does not burn well. And he wrapped around this wick with a material, let's say with cotton. He wrapped around the inner chelik of the wick is wool. The outer chelik of the wick is cotton. Now, what is the halacha? Is this permissible or not? So the Mechaber says it depends. In this kavein lahavis, if his intent was, he wants to make a thick wick, perish lasoisei ovo hapsilo, he wants to make a thick wick, kidei lahoisev oilom. So that means he has an intent to use both wicks. He has the inner wick, which is wool, the outer, and he wrapped around it the cotton. And he wants that both wicks should burn. Also, so it is also. Now, why is this also? So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Av da'ata yidei hakricha ho'u nechos. Now, since the inner wick is wrapped around with cotton, so now it will burn very well. Umeya yofe, emilayosi lahatois. Now there is no shash. In reality, there's no shash. Tzalochi yosa. Mzeiro shemo yadlik boi levadoi. That means, if he has an intent to use both wicks, that means he's using wool plus cotton. And the Rav says it's good, you can use wool plus cotton also. So another time, we'll use wool alone. I'm like, wool plus cotton is good, so wool will also be good. The minute he will feel that wool is good, so he'll use wool alone. He will not realize that the whole reason this is kosher is because we have the cotton here. But the English kavin lahakshes apsilo today shete oimedes meloise shalshel lamato. But if the outer wick, let's say, is cotton, but he's afraid of putting this cotton wick, it will bend over and will go into the oil, and it won't burn well, so he's using this inner wick of wool. Not that he wants the inner wick to burn. He wants the inner wick to support the outer wick. That's his intent. But since his intent is that he doesn't want to use the wool as a wick, he just wants to use the wool as a support for the cotton wick, so then we didn't make a gzeira to bend over him. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter, afilu madlik shneim yachad. Afilu, both of them are burning. V'kivin she'ein mechaven lapsile lahadlikoi. He doesn't have an intent to kindle the inner psile. Like Gozer boy, so here they weren't Gozer. If the intent was not to kindle the inner psilem, the inner works, even though it's burning, it's irrelevant. So then it is mutter, then they weren't Gozer. Now there's a Gemara, which is a Loshon HaRambam. Noisin gargar shel melech. A person is allowed to put some small piece of salt, ugris shel pul, or half a bean, a split bean, al pi ha-ne'er, by the opening of the ne'er be'erev Shabbos, kedei she'edoylek yafe b'Shabbos. So first let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to understand what the chiddush of the Gemara is. He is putting a gargar shel melech. He's putting some salt. Lefi shehamelech melech soilel es hashemen. The salt somehow purifies the oil. Shetimoshech achar apsile. That because of that, since the oil becomes pure, so it is, it goes, it's nimshach after the week, so it burns better. Shel pul, oh, he's putting a half a bean by the opening of the nail. Kidei laniach apsila olov, that the psile, the week should rest on it. But they said to Perek Beis Ise Tam Ho Ise Kein, why is he doing this? Kidei Shiye Shoye V'Doylik, that it should not burn so quickly, it should burn slowly. So we have to understand, so he has two very good intentions over here. He wants that the shemen should be pure, more pure. He wants that the wick should burn longer. So what is the chiddush over here? So I found in the Frankel Rambams, there's a perish kadmen me Mitzrayim. So he says, V'dalken hoya lasis dover me'elu al pianer. They used to put this by the opening of the nair. The nair is the receptacle that has the oil and the wick in it. Kidei shlo yutzas ho'ur b'psila kulom v'tasa kimedurim. It seems this blocked that the whole wick should not burn. Only a small chalik should burn. This is more or less the second reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down by a gris shel pul. Because it should burn slowly. It shouldn't get a big flame. So what's the chiddush? V'af al pi shezeh ha-melach oy ha-gris doylik. But lemais, it comes out that by putting these objects by the opening of the nail, so the salt is burning, the bean is burning, and oimrim, and in yesod, these are possible objects to use as a wick. Ein oimrim hale hidlik bedovo she'ein madlikin boy. So he was madlik with something. This is also burning. So he's madlik with something which one is not permitted to be madlik. That's not his intent. His intent is not to kindle the salt and the bean. So that is the hemshech, that is connection. That means we can have a posel a wick, but if the intent to use the posel a wick is not that I want it to burn, it's irrelevant if it's burning or not. The intent is to stiffen the outer wick, So it's mutter. So then we want Geyser, he might use this as a wick. Since the sole purpose in his kindling is he wants to stiffen the outer wick. So here he has a different reason. He's putting salt there in order to purify the shemen. He's putting a bean there or half a bean over there to make sure that the wick should not burn quickly. So even though these things are burning, but there's no gzeirah, since the intent is to enhance the flame of the kosher wick. Sin Gimel. Ein madlikin ne'er l'shabbos. So till now we were learning hilchis psilois, the halacha which wicks are permissible. Now we will learn about which oil or which fuel is permissible. Ein madlikin ne'er l'shabbos elo mishemen hanimshach acher hapsilom. That means we have this receptacle that has oil in it, and the wick draws the oil out. So if you have such an oil that will be drawn through the wick, so that's a good oil. That will burn properly. Well, therefore, if that is one of the conditions, that the oil has to be such an oil, such a fuel, that will be drawn through the wick. Lefichach, ein madlikin b'zefes. Zefes is pitch. V'loi b'shavo, or wax. V'loi b'shemen ha'osi mitzemer gefen. V'loi ba'alya, v'loi b'chelev. Alya, some is the fats from the tail of an animal, and chelev is the fats of an animal. Now, let us see what the chesaron is with these inyonim. B'zefes, now this pitch is a hardish substance. Einu sheyenichem b'ner, he puts this zephes, this pitch, in the receptacle. V'yitein habsilo b'soichom, and he sticks in a wick. K'moy sha'isen b'shemen, like one does with oil. So this is possible, and the reason this is possible is because the wick will not draw the pitch. It will not, so the wick will burn out. It will not burn well. But if we'll make a candle, that means he will not put pitch into a receptacle and stick a wick there. Because there by a ner, it seems we need that the wick should draw the fuel, and it will not draw out the zephyrs or the shava or the wax, will not draw it out. So Mamela, the flame will not burn well. If you make a candle out of wax, or you'll make a candle out of zephyrs, and you wrap around, that means you have a long wick, and you're making a candle out of it, then when the wick burns, it seems then it doesn't have to draw it out. While the wick is burning and it's surrounded with zephyrs or shava, it will automatically burn.
Zephyrs don't smell bad.
No, zephyrs doesn't smell. Not bad enough to puzzle it. Not bad enough to puzzle. We'll have itron, which is puzzle. But zephyrs is not a problem. Now, so the shori. Ein madlikin b'shimrei shemen. Now the shmorim, the psoilis of oil. V'hu ov, this is thick. V'einei nimshach heitev achar apsila. It will not be drawn from the wick. So again, so the wick cannot draw it, so it will not burn well. V'loi b'chelev. The same thing, if you have fats, you sink the fats into a receptacle and you stick a wick in there, it will not burn well. V'shumin ha-behemeh, if you have fats, the chaylev is also the kefat. V'shumin ha-behemeh, if you have mutter the kefat, so different fats in ha-behemeh, the shumin and chaylev. Ha-gam keng b'chol chaylev v'nyinzeh, and v'gabi kashrus chaylev v'zanisakoris. If you eat chaylev, if you eat shuman, there's no issa whatsoever. But when we're speaking about to use this as a fuel for a ner, both of them do not burn well. Kama yishe b'rarno b'bir alochem. Well, the Indian chemo, what about butter? We're speaking about a person who finds himself in a difficult matzah if he doesn't have what's about to be madlik and er Shabbos, and he has some butter. Yesh la'ayin. If this is equivalent to chaylev or shumin, or it's better. Ach, l'fi ma sheyidua, the derech lahatich hachemo vahashumen koidem shemadliken boy. Normally, if you want to use butter or fat to use it as a fuel, so normally you melt it. So memele yesh eitzel azet. So then there's a very good eitzel. We'll see the reason later. Dahainu sheyitein l'soichom me'at mishmonim ha'ksherim o'mahane bevadei uch l'kamon b'sif hei. That means if one has melted fats and he pours a little oil, he mixes this up with the melted fats, then it's kosher. We'll see why later. So by butter, he says, if there's any shayla, he says, but if you melt the butter and you pour a little oil in, so it's sichamutter. Ach mikol mokim, l'chatchila toiv lizoyer melhadlik ben, but he says, I'll tell you an eitzim, that it is not a good idea to use butter or meat fats as a fuel to paneir Shabbos. If he has something else, let him try to avoid using this. Why? He says, if you're going to use fats, you're going to melt the fats, pour in a little oil, and it's in Lagabi Hilchis Ne'er Shabbos, it's good, it's mutter. He says, Kilafomim, but he says, could be you're going to get into a big problem. Kilafomim Nisha B'Ne'er Shumin, let's say 1 week, he's going to use meat fats, and he's using it for Ne'er Shabbos, he melted the fats, he put a little oil in it, it's kosher v'yosho. And used it for that Shabbos. The next Shabbos, he doesn't have any meat fats, but he has butter. So use the butter. The butter is also good, no problem. But now there's going to be a big problem. If he did not clean out well the receptacle from last Shabbos, so there's some remnants of meat fats in the nail. Now he is... he's putting butter, so he's going. So now there's a double problem. So he's over an iser deraisa of bishul basa b'chalo. Number one, loyse mashal, and number two, it's also b'hano. So he's not allowed to use it. So he's saying a practical eitze, better not to use meat or butter, because it can come out, he can sometimes combine them, one Shabbos after the other Shabbos, and it'll be over, and it's the rice of Bishul Basa B'cholom, and he'll have enough from Basa B'cholom.
Or the Hanukkah would also get some Bishul?
But by Ner Shabbos, it's nicher for Hanoah. The whole purpose of the Ner is loinegel, a covenant, a simcha. Where you see the purpose of the Ner is to derive benefit from the
Mishul.
Your Mishul is a problem, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
He doesn't have to, that's what he's doing. If you do that, that's called kamona. That's called kamona. No evil alisa bishul basam cholom v'gam alisa hano. So that's not a practical etzev. Imloi bishumen oif, but if you schmaltz from a chicken, then this problem you won't have. Why? That means the issa of bishul basa b'cholov is only by basa behemah. The issa hanor is only by basa behemah. So zal asad mi derabonon shmalz the body, not eat it. But here, if he's not eating it, the whole problem was only Bishul or Hanor, some Amela with smalts and butter, he won't have too much of a problem. Fine. This is, so now we're speaking about these types of fuels, wax, pitch, or oil from Samagefa, I think it means cottonseed oil, lebalyev, lebechelev, are not fuels which burn well. So mamele, you shouldn't, it's not nimshech achar apsilem. V'chein, ein madlikin beitron, mibnei shereichoy rav. Now let us just see the Bir Aloche for 1 minute to understand what we're speaking about. Beitron, who sulto desisto? Itron is a byproduct from pitch. Vahainu. La'acher sheyotze hazefes min ha'etz, you take out the pitch from a tree. That's, yeah. Zov mimenu ayedehu psoilus solo kishemen. So then you'll cook this pitch, so it will be a byproduct of itron. An oil resin comes out from the pitch, which burns very well. Vinikra itron. So this oil burns, it's terrific. It burns very well. But ain, now let's go back to the Machaba. But ain madlikin be itron. Mibnei shereichoy ra. But here's a terrible odor. Vianichenu viyete. So what did we accomplish? That it's very light in the room, but it's not at all inviting and enticing because the odor is too disturbing. So Mamela, so Chazal said, you're not allowed to be madlik beitrom. The Bir Aloch and the Orche Shulchan speaks about kerosene or other things, which also the odor is not too ideal, but it's no comparison to itron. So Mamela, that's why you're allowed to use it. Itron seems to have a terrible, terrible odor.
Guidelines are like over the edge of where you leave the room.
Well,
they smell so bad in the room.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It is, the odor is so bad, so it's, so that's why Chazal asked itron. The loy mitzri, now tzri is balsam, it's a type of a oil that has a very, very, very nice smell. Mivnei shereichoy noidev. It has a terrific smell. It's very enticing, the smell. So what's wrong with this? Shemo yistapek mimenu. V'nimso mischayev mishum mechaber. That means this sorry, we say this in Peter Maktoyos, that sorry ain el esrov hanoitim miyavzi haketof. It's a oil that has a very beautiful smell, and could be a person might have an intent, because of the beautiful smell that there is, to take a little bit out of the nail. And let us, there'll be Negei and Simon Reish Samachay, so we can speak about this now. Hamistapek min hanail. That means like this. Let's say the nail was a receptacle that had oil in it. And then there was a wick that went out through the piano. And this burnt. And this was the way, this was what they used to use to create illumination. Now, it says in the Gemara, if a person will take, you have, let's say, you have a big nail, you have, let's say, an ounce of oil there that's burning, and the person will decide to take out a little of the oil. He wants to take out a little of the oil. He needs some oil for space. He wants some of the oil in Shabbos. He wants to take it out. So what is wrong with this? So the Gemara says, he's chayim mishum mechaber. By taking out a little oil, so we look at it, so here's a whole ounce of oil burning. He wants, what's this? He wants a little oil. He wants to put in something in the similar. He wants to take a little oil. So he's chayim alts mechaber. What's mechaber? He extinguished the flame. He was mechaber the flame. He extinguished the flame. Now, where did he extinguish the flame? The flame is still burning. What can he extinguish over here? Where is there kibui? So there's a machloikis arishainim. Rishitas arosh is he shortened the light of the flame. That means there was an ounce of oil in the snare. An ounce of oil will burn 5 hours. By taking out a tenth of an ounce, so it's going to burn a tenth less. So he shortened the life of the flame. So it's called a machaber. So according to the Rosh, it comes out Amor de Kechidish. That means, what if I have a big candle that's burning? I don't want it to burn so long. It's a short. I'm going to sleep in 10 minutes. So I'll go and cut the candle so it shouldn't burn. So it's brought down according to the Rosh, you're Mechaber. Mechaber, yeah. That's called Mechaber because you shorten the life of the, that means I had a candle which had it would burn for 5 hours, and by cutting it, it's going to burn 3 hours. That's called Mechaber. That's the Shittas Rosh. Taisvis is chaylik on the Rosh. Taisvis, no, that's not called mechaber, please. So the main mechaber means you said you have the flame burning. That's when you took away the ariches yomim of the ner. That's not called mechaber. No. So what is the mechaber? So Taisvis says something very interesting. Taisvis says that when you have a lot of oil in the nail, you have an ounce of oil in the nail, so the whole oil contributes to the illumination that the wick is giving out. And if you take out some oil, it's still burning, but the illumination that is being given out is not as bright as it was with old oil. Taisa says this is a metzius. that the more oil there is, the whole oil contributes to the brightness of the flame. And taking out a little oil, that's called a mechaber. That's Shitas HaTosfos. So now, so we have over here, if a person will be madlik with tzori, which is a shemen, which is a beautiful odor, balsam. So Chazal were afraid that the sign is so big, he might go and take out a little bit, will help himself, or take out a little bit of this oil, and for himself, the mamisha smell is moiridik. So therefore, that means it has a beautiful odor. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzri hu shemen afar samayim v'reichai toiv moid is a very, very beautiful odor. Yisabik meno. That's one reason. V'yesh oit tam acher b'shas v'bnei shuhu off. Somehow, when this shemen is burning, somehow the shemen springs out of the receptacle and it can get attached to the walls of the house. That means somehow this is a very flammable oil which can burn down the house. So using such a nail, Erev Shabbos, you're putting yourself in a murdik in the soyim, because there is a possibility that by using this tzori, the house might burn down, and you, Zicher, will not be able to stand and watch how the house burns down. You'll be mechabet. The cause of Amogin Avraham, so he said, so we have a limud from Chazal. Chazal asked to use tzorim to be madlik this for an air, since there is a possibility that this might cause a fire in the house, and that might bring about to an assoyin of kibui. So the Mogen Avraham said something else. The Mizel Amadnu Shloyistaim Hatano Beitzimilidim. The Mogen Avraham says Beitz. That means you're covering either an oven or a furnace with a kisui made out of Eitz. So Mamela, you're using this as a cover, but since this kisui is flammable, so that means, so if we see Chazal Asad, a type of a shemen which is flammable and may cause an assoyin of kibui, so the Maglam Rom says, in the same vein, one should not be mechasa cover an oven with a kisi made out of wood, which is also flammable. Right. Sif Nalin. Afulu nosan ma'at shemen zayis bishmonim elu. Now, we just said, we mentioned Alya, Chelev, Shavo, and we said that you are not permitted to use them as a fuel for a nail. And the reason was because they don't burn well. So now in Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, Afilu nosan ma'ak shemen zayis bishmonim elu. He added a small amount of olive oil, bishmonim elu. She'enom nimshachim. The problem of these These shmonim were because it's not nimshach. The week is unable to draw out these shmonim. But there's something very interesting. If you add some oil to these sats, the shave or this enables that now it gets drawn by the week. That means the teva of these shmonim psulim is if you add a little olive oil to it, so these oils become nimshach to the psila, to the wick, and will burn very well. So the Mechaber says, afilu nosan ma'at shemen zayis mishmonim elu, she'enim nimshachim, va'oz nimshachim. And if you let a little olive oil, you'll see wonders. It will burn very well. Ain madlikin ben. You still are not permitted to be madlik. So let's see first Sivkot Yutres, then we'll come back to Sivkot Yutres. Ain madlikin, why not? This is similar to the example we had before by the wicks. We had a posel a wick, and we said if you're going to wrap around a kosher wrapping around it, and you want both to burn, it's no good because the person is going to have a wick made out of wool and cotton, and it's good. So he'll say that wool is also good. He won't draw the fine line that it's only good because there's cotton burning. The same way, if a person will be permitted to have a nail with shav on the little oil, he won't draw the fine line and say, oh, so shav is good. He won't put two and two together that it's the oil that is changing the characteristic of the shav. Now it's nimshach after the psila. He won't put two and two together. So therefore, Chazal put their foot down and said that you're not allowed to use shav even if you add it to the shav shemen dais, which now will burn well out this day. Now, let's go to Sivkot Yutres. Avol im hoya ruboi mishmonim akshayim umiyut me absolim botul b'roim umutam. But if he has, let's say he has 3/4 of an ounce of shemen zayis and 1/4 of an ounce of shava, so there's a din of bitul b'roim. That means I'm not using shava, I'm using shemen. That means the person will not make this mistake. He realizes that the fuel is shemen.
Then
there's no gzeira. It's little b'roiv. It's considered that the fuel is shemen. One. If roiv is shemen, so a person doesn't think that he's using shavi. He realizes since he's burning with shemen. But it's not an iser. It's not iser. It was by yisurim, by yisur yachila. No. This mistama is. It's. I know that there's an in by schach kosher and schach posel also. If you ma'ariv schach kosher with schach posel and roiv schach kosher. So it's good. You're allowed to use this for schach. So therefore, it doesn't go to any vatron yisrachatul, but that could be by yisur yachila, not by everything. So maybe this lachayra could be not problematic. Now we'll see something very interesting. Chaylev muhutach. We had before that chaylev is not a good material to use for an air. What if you melted the chalev? You melted it. Or we'll see, or is it such a chalev that b'tevet's a very soft chalev? It's a chalev mochi. The kilvei dogim, which are also mochli, that means sometimes the insides of fish, it's sometimes when it's mochli, when it's very soft, sometimes when it's not so soft. So here we're speaking about the chelev is very soft, and the kilvei dogim is also very soft. Ein madlikin behem. So really, this is gewaldic. This burns terrifically. This chelem mutas, the kilvei dogim burns. The imnosan. So why emadlikim? I'm not understand this. Emadlikim bem al segzeirem. Again, a person won't draw this fine line. Oh, chelem. It will say that chelem mutas is mutam. So he won't. Chelem is mutam. So if we'll take chelem that's not mutas, it's not so soft. He won't draw the fine line. So we'll say so chelem is mutas. So he'll use this chelem also. But the noson behem ma'ak me'achas mishmonim shemadlikim behem. But if he did another thing, yes, chelev mehutach, which is burning in Aldik. But Chazal asked it because they were going to chelev mehutach or chelev sheinim mehutach. But now in this chelev, he added some shemen. But shemadlikim behem is mutter lahadlik behem. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains like this, that really, the chelev mehutach is mutter. Samazai, because it burns very well. But Chazal was a chelev mehutach or a chelev she'ene mehutach. Now, chelev she'ene mehutach, if you lay it shemen, it's also good. This will burn well. But Chazal also that maybe you won't lay it shemen. But now, but let's say, but here, it's a double gzeira. That means I have chelev mehutach, which is burning good. And I added some shemen. So, what mistake will people make? He had chelev mehutach with shemen. So I'll have chelev sheine mehutach with shemen. That will be, so also burns good. It's echen ish gefellig. The whole reason they asked chelev mehutach with shemen, was chelev sheine mehutach with shemen, because maybe he will use chelev without the shemen. That's what the exegel. So that means if you have chelev mehutach with shemen, please. So then the one goes, and now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Chelev mehutach, she tichoy oisei al ha'ur, they melted it on a flame. Oishu chelev mochi mimei behemo, or when they got it out of the behemo, it was a very softish chelev. Vusha dayin lo nikrishu. So this is mutter only, did it never... It never solidified, it never got hard. Avolim nikrishu, then forget about it. Haran oisa, avolim nesina shemen lesoich, it was nikrishu, forgot the heart. Kosvili rabbe, dechein ikra, machi came at sos, unusher amban, barash, babrit, vishaposki came, bivi urayim yirishalmi. The kilvei dogim shenimuchu also it became liquidy. The shemen tzolu shoisin migalgal einay shel dog. It seems the eye of a fish. There's an oil inside of it. I'm sorry, mutar afula beinay. That is samazay mutar. Because that is ramish a good shemen that burns. Mutar. Without the shemen, chelev mehutach is a very good fuel that burns. Elo de rabbonon gozru boy otu sheini mehutach. Chazal wa goizer otu sheini mehutach. That means, yeah, shu b'tarubis. But if it's b'tarubis, so afilu, he would use chelev she'ene mehutach with shemen. It also would be would burn well. So the male like goes the boy the hamale exera the one grazer.
No.